D60, Soul Path Analysis for Andy Gibb. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Andy Gibb now. The sun in Andy Gibb's sixth house under the influence of the D60 deity Vamshakshaya revealed itself through his struggles with maintaining health, emotional balance, and a stable career. Although he attained fame early, there was an underlying erosion of internal strength, stamina, and organizational support. The sixth house demands daily discipline, service, and handling adversities. Vamshakshaya, which symbolizes the gradual fading or weakening of a lineage, echoed through his life patterns, where consistent professional structure and personal well-being quietly declined over time. His soul's lesson revolved around learning perseverance in adversity without depending solely on external validation, facing inevitable declines with grace rather than despair. The moon, placed in the 10th house and aligned with the deity Kshitij, pointed toward his emotional engagement with public life, fame, and professional responsibilities. The moon in the 10th house intensified his sensitivity to public opinion, making his emotional well-being highly dependent on career success and audience appreciation. Kshitij represents rulership, responsibility, and management of resources. This influence demanded that Andy learn to handle the heavy crown of fame with emotional steadiness and maturity. While he could shine radiantly in the public eye, fluctuations in his inner emotional resilience often mirrored changes in his professional standing, showing how much his inner peace was tied to the outer world's approval. Mars in the sixth house, influenced by the deity Atishitala, brought a sharp contrast between inner energy and the demand for calming, healing control. Mars naturally seeks vigorous action and conquest, but in the sixth house, it must turn its focus inward, toward overcoming personal battles, health challenges, and emotional conflicts. Atishitala, representing extreme cooling, challenged Mars's fiery impulses, urging mastery over aggression, impulsiveness, and emotional reactivity. Andy's periods of emotional turbulence, conflicts with systems meant to support him, and difficulty sustaining daily discipline reflected the tension between Mars' natural drive and Atishitala's karmic requirement to cultivate inner calm, patience, and sustainable strength. Mercury, placed in the 9th house under the benefic influence of Soumya, bestowed Andy with remarkable charm, expressiveness, and a gentle, pleasing communication style. The 9th house governs higher thought, wisdom, and beliefs, and Mercury here enhanced his creative lyricism, his ability to connect across cultural and emotional boundaries, and his instinctive ability to convey idealism through art. Soumya's soft, harmonious nature amplified his affability, making him approachable, likable, and emotionally resonant with audiences. Yet this placement also demanded that he evolve beyond simply being pleasant. True soul growth came from holding on to inner ideals even when life's realities clashed with the dreamy, optimistic visions his mind naturally created. Jupiter, placed in the 12th house for Andy Gibb, guided by the D60 deity Sarpa, brought a deep and complex spiritual undercurrent to his life experience. The 12th house governs isolation, subconscious patterns, losses, and spiritual transcendence. And Jupiter here often indicates an expansive inner world alongside difficulties with material attachments. Sarpa, symbolizing hidden, winding energies that demand transformation through facing the unknown, infused Andy's life with intense emotional currents beneath the surface. Although he possessed immense generosity, optimism, and sensitivity, his unconscious fears and unresolved karmas frequently undermined his ability to sustain material success and emotional peace. His battles with escapism, substance dependency, and overwhelming emotions reflect the deeper Sarpa influence, an inner struggle between expansive spiritual yearning and entanglement with worldly illusions. Venus, positioned in the 10th house under the influence of Amrita, bestowed Andy with an aura of sweetness, charm, and captivating emotional presence in his professional life. The 10th house amplifies public recognition, and Venus here made Andy naturally beloved by the masses, endearing him to audiences through his voice, beauty, and gentle charisma. Amrita, representing the nectar of emotional nourishment and immortality, gave him the ability to touch timeless emotional notes in the collective heart. Yet Amrita also demanded that he nourish himself emotionally to sustain the gift he offered others. When personal emotional needs were unmet, or when external adulation replaced true inner security, the very charm that carried him upward could paradoxically leave him feeling increasingly hollow. His fame was real, but sustaining the sweetness internally was a critical soul lesson. Saturn, placed in the second house under the deity Kubera's guardianship, emphasized the serious karmic work Andy needed to do regarding stability, self-worth, and the handling of material and emotional resources. The second house governs speech, family lineage, personal assets, and the emotional sense of rootedness. Saturn here delayed or burdened these areas, making them require sustained effort and maturity over time. Kubera, deity of wealth and treasures, offered the potential for material and emotional abundance, but only through responsible stewardship and ethical handling. Andy's life demonstrated how early gains could be threatened when internal structures of self-worth were fragile. Financial instability, emotional dependency, and difficulties sustaining relationships with family or close companions reflected the heavy responsibility Saturn and Kubera placed upon him to mature into a custodian of his own resources, both tangible and intangible. Rahu, placed alongside Saturn in the second house, influenced by the nurturing deity Indu, created a restless, magnified desire for emotional and material security. Rahu inflamed the hunger for validation, affection, and stability, while Indu sought to calm, soothe, and stabilize this hunger through inner emotional healing. Andy's powerful craving for acceptance, admiration, and financial success was heightened, making external achievements and public love deeply addictive substitutes for deeper inner security. However, the Indu influence offered a path for gentle healing. If he had been able to shift his focus inward, cultivating emotional contentment from within rather than from applause and accumulation, the restless Rahu energy could have been tempered into emotional fulfillment. Ketu, placed in the eighth house, also under the influence of Indu, pointed toward Andy's karmic familiarity with emotional crises, hidden vulnerabilities, and the transformative power of loss. The eighth house governs sudden changes, psychological depth, and surrender to forces beyond personal control. Ketu here gave him an innate sensitivity to life's darker emotional terrains, perhaps contributing to his ability to express deep pathos and vulnerability through music and presence. However, Ketu also demanded detachment, a letting go of the need to control outcomes, to resist the inevitable cycles of loss and rebirth. Indu's nurturing undercurrent suggested that healing could be found even amid pain, but only through surrender, compassion, and inner forgiveness. Andy's struggles to fully release emotional wounds and find peace amid turbulence reflected the unfinished work his soul sought to complete through this lifetime.